weak solidarity bricky team list than when we enjoyed a changing of the guard, but we'll come to that. A weak when we have to ask what bit of banning all non-land, non-people Palestinians fleeing slaughter and destruction from entering, from receiving refuge in True Blue Aussie on the grounds they are non-land, non-people Palestinians could possibly be declared racist. Non-land, non-people terrorists terrifying the Zionist bastion of liberty, freedom and democracy. Middle Eastern exemplar of liberty, freedom and based on 76 years of apartheid, of slaughter, destruction, displacement, of occupation, trained killers controlling their daily lives. Anyone who displays unjustified resentment at, like you know, 76 short years of like apartheid and slaughter and like the other thingies you mentioned must, I'm afraid, have to be, you know, like be declared a terrorist-like and, you know, are the real racist-like. Caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, asserted intelligently. Even more intelligently, he called us all Hamas idiots. Yes, Constable Duffer called millions of True Blue Aussies idiots. Constable Duffer. Perhaps we should all sue him in a class action. No, no, not that we now have that changing of the guard. Pete no longer would be big supremo, but de facto big supremo, thanks to the socialist new Machiavellian tactic of getting its legislation through. Give the caring business class, hayseed and sheepshit coalition everything it asks for, everything it demands. Like agreeing the smash the evil union legislation wasn't smashing nearly hard enough. Supporting new de facto caring business class, smash the union's minister, Mackay Yakosh the workers' amendments to ensure the evil union cannot at some point arise from the ashes, like the phoenix resurrections of so many caring employers, allowing them to avoid their responsibilities to their lazy, avaricious workers. Not evil, because that is the business of the caring business class. My sensible amendments ensure the evil union must be destroyed forever. Michelle Michaela continued her commitment to elocution, while big economic guru Jim Chalmers' capital, well, remember Jim announced changes to the Reserve Losses Bank, two boards, one devoted to setting interest rates, prompting caring business class new de facto big economic guru Angus Tailings to express serious concern the socialists might stack the new boards with incompetence like evil union officials, union bosses, bad bosses, unlike good, caring business class bosses. Well, good news, Jim has agreed with Angus to reappoint all the existing directors former big economic guru Josh Friday Iceberg's appointed. This is good news, Angus told us. We were afraid they'd stack the board, but the good news is they have reappointed the responsible people with whom we stacked the board. Stacked boards has been a long-term worry for the caring business class over evil union representatives on industry super funds. Uncouth, economically ignorant workers handling all those ever-increasing trillions of investments in the greatest little economic order of them all. Reaching a crescendo this week in the wake of the smashing the evil union legislation, a warning by one of the great corporate caring business class practitioners, Graham Slamuel, pointing out the need for independent directors on industry super boards. How can CBUS Chair Wayne Swansong ever be considered independent, for instance, when he is a former socialist big economic guru? After all, what would a treasurer know about running the capitalist economy? Actually, when we think about it, he may be onto something. No, we won't go there. Graham iterating a report he wrote for the then coalition government in 2015, before our current new de facto coalition government, recommending getting the unions off these boards where they have no right to have a say about their members' money. Caring business class directors are no problem because they, independent as they are, understand the intricacies of the greatest little economic order. Graham, how is it that the industry funds where uncouth, ignorant worker representatives are on the boards continually outperform the retail funds run by the directors you would recommend get their hands on these trillions of lovely, lovely money? That, Graham looked very serious, is the problem. If people think it through to the next step, they may question the competence of all those corporate boardrooms, of all the wonderful, independent, caring business class boardrooms, and heaven forbid what that could lead to. Like workers' representatives? Oh God, it's unthinkable. On the positive side, if Michaela and Angus and Constable Duffer insist evil union representatives be excised, the socialists might again show their courage under fire. Shame on the Brazilian Supreme Court for trying to prove it is more supreme than US of trillionaire Elon Musk the truth. What arrogant upstart hubris, forcing poor Elon to close his ex-social media platforms in Brazil after Judge Alexandre de Moraes threatened legal action over the spread of dangerous disinformation online. A shocked and abraded Elon said his honour had threatened to arrest X's representative if we do not comply with his censorship orders. And what was the unwarranted censorship, Elon? He wanted to prevent us spreading dangerous disinformation. But what's wrong with that? That's the very foundation of our business. Shame, Brazil, shame. Disinformation, like the headline across the top of Lord Rupert of Wapping's in World News page, "She's going communist. Mad lunatic out of control, commie Kamala." Turns out Lord Rupert was quoting Donald Trump or the poor, and not such dangerous disinformation here in True Blue Aussie, where it's not likely to influence the US or voters too much. But we can assume Lord Rupert is utilising the same tactics in the US, particularly on his Foxy Sky Lie outlets, Donald's favourite media. Got a feeling Kamala, intent on becoming the political face, the marionette of one of the world's biggest, albeit declining, capitalist economies, may not be quite going commie. Not that that will worry Elon or Donald or Lord Rupert. Caring employers are lining up, bidding to employ, to attract, to benefit, to profit from the competence of Richard Shields. Who? Richard Shields. He's the giant mind, now ex-director of the New South Wales Caring Business Class Party, who laid his competence before all by, oops, just beginning to nominate local government candidates by deadline time. Wonder why Richard's the ex-director, Richard Cranium. It got worse. The Born to Rule Party applied to the Biased Unreasonable Electoral Commission to reopen nominations, the commission displaying its unreasonable bias by declaring the deadline is the deadline. Born to Rue. Also Born to Rue, poor ERA, energy rip-off True Blue Aussie, announcing it is running out of money to rehabilitate the Ranger uranium mine in Kakadu, where its leaking tailings dam is causing a few problems for the indigenous communities downstream. All those trillions it made from the mine just weren't enough to allow it to repair the mess, which it could repair if only those indigenous people would allow it to mine the nearby Jabaluka uranium deposit, which they won't, highlighting the danger of giving indigenous people a say in what happens on their land, like that poor gold miner thwarted by the government, opposing the site for its tailings dam after objections by the local mob. They could put it somewhere else, the minister said. No, this is the ideal spot, the company said. The refusal, a dangerous precedent, bad for the country, all that profit, all those jobs thwarted by the few. Something, thankfully, the Western True Blue Aussie government sorted out very quickly when it backtracked on legislation introduced after Rio Tinto, the planet, did that little bit of damage to thousands of years of history and culture at Duke and Gooch. Legislation giving indigenous mobs more rights, but exposed as a major threat by the great resource behemoths like Rio Tinto, and withdrawn, returning to the very legislation, sensible, balanced legislation, that allowed Duke and Gooch to be blown up in the first place. Well, now the WA government and its resource industry partners are upset that the federal socialists aren't providing them with enough incentive to develop the much-touted, hiding-their-heads-in-the-sand ostrich solution to climate change, if there is such a thing, known officially as desequestration, carbon capture and storage. The solution to climate change: keep extracting fossils, make a killing, profit killing, not environmental killing, of course, then put it back and okay, it's never yet proven to work, but if the socialists hand them enough billions or trillions in corporate welfare, problem solved. But we asked Woodside with Profits Supremo, Mego Neil before Profits, if you dig it up, then put it back, why not just leave it in the ground in the first place? Because there are three steps, and you're ignoring the most important one, the only one that really matters. What's that, Meg? The making a killing bit, you idiot. Oh, dear. Finally, Constable Duffer, Meg, we must be idiots. Good morning.